This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
When someone comes and say something you don't like, be grateful. And that person is sincere. Majority of the people don't say they don't like me. Then I'm sorry, I'm arrogant. If I say this, you say something to me I don't like, and I say he doesn't or she doesn't like me, I'm arrogant, right? I'm going to take it exactly as it was said. I'll go home, think of it, and I say, Ya Allah, is this is true? Then show me. And that's what the man, when he came to them, right? He didn't have to say anything. Why did he come and says, Ya Qawmi Tabi'u al-Mursali? Why did he care and walked from the far place, came to them, worried about them? People, come on, believe. They did not asking you for anything. Why you're not doing it? They made fun of him. Not only made fun of him, they killed him. Did he lose anything? On the contrary, where did he end up? Jannah. So again, for us to live Surah Yasin, when someone comes and give you a word of admonition, take it. Take it. Don't attack her, even if she didn't say it in the best way. And sometimes we do. But why did she say it? Because she cares. Right? If she looks at you and says, you know what, whatever, I don't want to give examples, but whatever it is, and sometimes it's not something we like, and we think we are right. Take it, think of it, be grateful to Allah. Sayyidina Umar used always to say, رَحِمَ اللَّهُ مْرِئًا أَهْدَى إِلَيَّ عَيُوبَ نَفْسِي. May Allah bless that person who gifts me. Look at the word. Not Sayyidina Umar, not you and me. Gift me my shortcomings. He didn't say, how dare you say this? Don't you know who I am? Gifted me my shortcomings. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moves us to the third page. And in the third page, he knows that we are, as human beings, what? Arrogant, argumentative. And basically, Surah Yasin has a lot of arguments. Arguments of the human being. And this is where we will end up today. Arguments. I'm not convinced. Why is that? Things has changed. And Allah starts now bringing your attention and my see. See, you can't say, I didn't see, right? And how many times, أَوْلَمْ يَرَوْا, don't they say, don't they see, we send down. You had rain for the last week, right? Flood, actually. Huge rain. Did you look at your plants? Probably you didn't see it. What did he say? أَوْلَمْ يَرَوْا, don't they see, right? What did they, and we send down for them rain, what? أَحْيَيْنَا. Akhrajna, we gave life, we brought forth. Look at your plants. I was like, this morning, alhamdulillah, it was sunny, so I was looking at the plants, I was like, Ya Rabbi, this is beautiful. Because they all much fresher. So Allah now bringing your attention, mine and yours, see things around you. So number one message is read the Quran, it's true. Number two, don't be like those people who are arrogant, who does not, they think always they are right. Nobody is always right. Number three, see the things around you. Don't take it casual. Everything around you is message from Allah. Message from Allah to you and to me. Things you like, things you don't like, including things happen in my life. Let alone what he created. And he said, look around you. We created, the land is dead. We send water and becomes all alive. And look at around you, the sun, the moon. We all talked about this three weeks ago. Okay, we don't care. We're too busy. I know everything. Right? Full of arrogance. And then he starts scaring me. Because that's the only way you bring people attention, is when you scare them. Right? Sometimes, I'm sure you have seen it, sometimes very funny flight attendants. Right? More than one time I've seen it, when they really want you to pay attention to usually the instructions they give, what do they say? Oh, did anybody lose a phone? And everybody, right? And said, okay, now I get your attention. Right? You have seen it? I've seen it so many times. And very smart people. So Allah now bringing my attention to the reality. You're not seeing. You think you know everything. You know you're going to live here forever? Great. وَنُفِخَ فَالصُّورِ. And we talked about this last week. Every time you hear وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ, the نُفِخَ is what? Blow in the trumpet. What is that? Let's go and have coffee. Let's go and build a house. Let's go and have fun. I'm going to invite you. No, it's the time for reckoning. Are you ready? Today or tomorrow, Allah knows. As this morning I was teaching the year of knowledge, we get to this, al-a'malu bi-khawatimiha. We're teaching aqidah. Do your deeds and mine were judged. Or how? What is the best thing in your life is what you do at the end of your life. Don't you ever say, I'm perfect. What's the big deal about me? I do this. You don't know how you will die. And the same thing for those people who they think, or I, may Allah forgive me, or you look at people and says, look at her, look at him. Don't look down at them. You don't know how they will die. They may die and doing something way better than you and me. And this is also a hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now brings me to the day of judgment, moved me from this life to reality. And he starts talking about very little about Jannah, which is very interesting, very few ayat about heavens in Surah Yasin. Don't ask me why. Other places, a lot of description, but there's a lot much longer about Jahannam. Why? Because I need to be scared. I need to be reminded. This is what I always say this to myself, right? Scholars always differ. This is a very common question for everybody. Do you always scare people? Or do I always live with fear of what I did, Jahannam, the day of judgment, the grave, the punishment? Is that how I need to live? Or I need to live with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very forgiving. Don't worry, you're okay. Which one? No. That's what you all have to learn. They said, and I loved it actually. They said it depends on the people. If the people are so comfortable with this life, and they are in a state of heedlessness, you need to scare them, wake them up. If they are, on the contrary, very scared, they are living their daily life almost paralyzed. I can't imagine myself in the grave. I can't imagine myself facing Allah. You need now to give them hope. And definitely give them hope at the time of death. Don't you tell somebody they are dying or they were diagnosed with, let's say, terminal, that, nothing much left in you. I don't know what you're going to do. Or Allah is shadidul iqab. That's not the time. That's not the time when you say Allah have severe punishment. But this is the time when you and me now, sitting in my comfort zone and your comfort zone and in here, and we have so many plans for the summer. This is the time where I need someone to look at me and remind me, this may change in a second. Are you ready? You're planning for summer. Alhamdulillah. What's your plans for Akhir? You're planning to do this and this in your home. What's your plan for the grave? You will live in the grave way longer. Did you see my point? So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the people before were so arrogant, made fun of that man, killed him, no reminder benefited them, he starts scaring me.